Good morning. It's April 30th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. The Pride Lands are roaring back to life as Disney drops the first trailer for Mufasa the Lion King, directed by the acclaimed Barry Jenkins, and slated for a theater release on December 20th, 2024. This much-anticipated film not only promises to unveil the origins of the iconic Mufasa, but also introduces us to Simba's cub, striving to walk in the monumental paw prints of his grandfather. With a release date set for the holiday season of 2024, the film is already generating buzz, thanks in part to its star-studded cast. Donald Glover, Beyoncé, and Mads Mikkelsen are just a few of the big names lending their voices to bring this story to life. The narrative aims to deepen the lore of the Lion King universe, focusing on Mufasa's rise from an orphan to a king and his complex relationship with Scar, setting the stage for a tale of brotherhood turning sour. The teaser trailer gives us a glimpse into the epic scope of Mufasa's journey and the internal and external challenges he faces. It also hints at the rich emotional depth the film will explore, from the dynamics of power and family to the essence of legacy. Additionally, the involvement of Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is contributing new songs to the soundtrack, suggests that this film could be the beginning of a new saga within the Lion King franchise. After captivating audiences in theaters, Mufasa, the Lion King, will find a second home on Disney+, making it accessible to an even wider audience. This strategic release plan not only caters to moviegoers, but also to fans who prefer streaming from the comfort of their own homes. With its blend of nostalgia and new storytelling, this film is poised to be a significant addition to Disney's cinematic legacy. Billie Eilish is taking a bold step forward with her third studio album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, set for release on May 17, 2024. This announcement not only marks a new chapter in her music career, but also highlights her commitment to environmental sustainability. Eilish's journey to stardom has been meteoric, with hits from her previous albums Happier Than Ever and When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, propelling her to global fame. Her recent Oscar win for Best Original Song cements her status as a multifaceted artist at the peak of her powers. Now, she's ready to embark on Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour, starting in North America in September 2024, with subsequent legs in Australia, Europe, the UK, and Ireland. In an exciting twist, Eilish has decided against releasing any singles ahead of the album's launch, a move that deviates from traditional music promotion strategies. The album, a collaborative effort with her brother Phineas, promises to showcase their dynamic synergy and innovative approach to music. The tour itself is set to be a groundbreaking endeavor, with a focus on reducing its ecological footprint. In partnership with the environmental nonprofit Reverb, the tour aims to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, single-use plastics, and promote plant-based food options. Ticket sales for the tour kick off on April 30th for select groups, opening up to the general public on May 3rd. This tour not only offers fans a chance to experience Eilish's new music live, but also to participate in a movement towards more sustainable concert-going practices. In a striking showcase of star power and cinematic appeal, Zendaya's latest film, Challengers, clinched the number one spot at the box office on its opening weekend. This marks another milestone in the actress's burgeoning career, intertwining drama, sports, and a touch of psychosexual tension under the direction of Luca Guadagnino. Challengers tells the compelling story of Tashi, portrayed by Zendaya, as she endeavors to coach her husband to tennis glory, weaving a narrative rich with emotional and competitive complexity. The film's global debut amassed $25 million, with $15 million from domestic audiences and an additional $10 million from international markets, spotlighting Zendaya's global appeal. Despite its box office success, the film faces scrutiny over its financial viability, given its substantial $55 million budget for production and marketing. Yet, critics have embraced Challengers, and audiences have responded positively, as reflected in its solid cinema score, largely attributed to Zendaya's magnetic performance. Zendaya's cinematic journey continues to soar as Dune Part 2, another project featuring the star, has eclipsed the $700 million mark globally, underscoring her significant impact on the film industry. The narrative around Challengers extends beyond its immediate success, touching on broader industry shifts where tech behemoths like Amazon and Apple are redefining the economics of Hollywood. This film's performance not only celebrates Zendaya's growing legacy, but also signals evolving dynamics in the entertainment landscape. In a move that underscores the evolving landscape of the streaming service industry, NBC Universal's Peacock is set to adjust its subscription model with a significant price hike. Starting July 18, 2024, fans of the service will need to dig a bit deeper into their pockets to enjoy their favorite shows and movies. This adjustment comes at a time when Peacock has been making notable strides in expanding its content and subscriber base. Peacock's ad-supported premium plan will see an increase from $5.99 to $7.99 per month, while the mostly ad-free Premium Plus plan will jump from $11.99 to $13.99 per month. The annual subscription rates are also on the rise, with the premium plan going from $59.99 to $79.99, and the Premium Plus from $119.99 to $139.99. However, there's a silver lining for existing subscribers who won't face the new prices until their billing cycle renews on or after August 17th. For those considering a subscription, there's a brief window from July 12th to July 17th to lock in the current rate of $5.99 and also gain access to the entire Paris 2024 Summer Olympics. This strategic move aims to attract new users before the price jump. Peacock's growth has been impressive, with a recent surge of 3 million paid subscribers, bringing its total to 34 million. Despite this success, the platform continues to report losses, a common challenge in the competitive streaming landscape. Peacock's strategy includes offering free access to Xfinity Internet and Instacart Plus customers, an effort to expand its user base. As the industry braces for a year of price adjustments, Peacock's initiative reflects a broader trend of streaming services seeking ways to increase revenue while continuing to invest in content and secure exclusive streaming rights, such as the upcoming 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. From the gridiron to the studio, Jason Kelce, after a distinguished 13-year career with the Philadelphia Eagles, is taking on a new challenge in the world of sports broadcasting. His retirement from the NFL marks not an end, but a dynamic shift to a new beginning as an on-air commentator for ESPN's Monday Night Countdown. Kelce's journey to the broadcasting booth was paved with deliberate preparation. His skills behind the mic were sharpened through active participation in the NFL Broadcasting and Media Workshop, coupled with guest appearances on various NFL broadcasts, including Amazon's Thursday Night Football. This blend of experiences has equipped him well for his transition into sports media. But Kelce's influence doesn't stop there. He plans to continue engaging with fans through his podcast alongside his brother, Travis Kelce, ensuring his voice remains a staple in the sports community. Furthermore, his documentary film, Kelce, has etched his name into the entertainment sphere by becoming Prime Video's most watched documentary film ever in the U.S. As Kelce steps into his new role at ESPN, his move underscores the evolving landscape of sports broadcasting. His transition from the field to the screen reflects not only his personal growth, but also the potential for athletes to redefine their careers beyond their sporting achievements. With Kelce's addition to the Monday Night Countdown team, ESPN is set to gain a fresh perspective from someone who has been in the thick of the action, offering viewers insights from a recent player's point of view. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.